Well, we found a way to win the game today. Thought we got a little stagnant offensively. They did a good job getting out in transition. They got behind us a few times. We didn't do a good job getting our corners back. They got behind us a few times, and I thought Conley's penetration bothered us. He was getting to the rim too easy, but Blake was aggressive early, set the tone for us. Chris made the plays down the stretch, but everybody stepped up at some time during the game. So never easy against Memphis, but we found a way to get it done again. So pleased about that. We know we're gonna have to play better basketball as we move forward, but we'll take the outcome, obviously.
Vin, Chris was amazing down the stretch. Talk about how he basically just took over the game. And do you ever wonder, and do you talk to him about maybe shooting a little bit more during the game so it doesn't get down to that point?
Well, Chris is this, he's unselfish, and he has a knack and a will and a desire to step up in those moments, and that's what, star players do. And that's the best part of the game. If you're competitive, that's what you love. And, Chris loves that part. And, he's obviously very productive. So, tonight he made some tough shots down the stretch. They got in some foul trouble. Obviously, Zebo picked up some fouls. And, we tried to stretch him out. I thought we got stagnant offensively at times. I thought we shot too quick sometimes. And I thought their transition got behind us a few times for some three-point plays, which bothered us. We gave up a three-point play off a free throw. So just all the little things we got to tighten up. But, Chris is going to do his thing. And we're going to have different lineups in there, but we got to do a better job controlling their penetration for sure.
Hey, the game Jamal had, obviously it was a tough morning, kind of. He felt he got snubbed maybe for the sixth man. Do you think that had anything to do with it? And talk about the game that he had.
No, I think Jamal was great. I think he, especially the first half, he had some really tough shots. He got going. They kind of, they locked into him a little bit more in the second half. We have to do a better job, him setting guys up, screening, getting them open. But Jamal's always a threat out there, as you know. So I thought he helped us set the tone early with Blake. And then he's always you always have to worry about him when he's on the court.
Lamar made some big plays in the fourth quarter. He's done this kind of all year where he hasn't scored the ball but contributed other ways. What did you think of his performance tonight late?
LO has great experience. He understands the moment. I thought Matt Barnes came over a couple times, got a blocked shot. I thought, Eric Bledsoe defensively did a nice job at times. So it was a total team effort. But, Lamar knows how to play. We're just trying to mix, from Ryan to Roney to DJ to Blake, obviously to LO, just trying to mix it in. They have such a great high-low game. We're trying to, just keep fresh bodies out there. And like I've said from day one, I have no hesitation putting any of those guys in. They've played well and hard and prepared all year. So as I see fit, they'll get an opportunity and work your minutes when you're out there. So LO did that for us tonight. I thought he played well, especially rebounding the ball at times.
By the end of the first quarter, Blake Griffin had more points than he had in all of game one. Can you talk about his contribution tonight?
I just thought he came out aggressive. We ran a few plays for him early. He made a couple tough shots, but just trying to attack as much as possible. And as the game went on, they kind of kept digging on him and kept doubling him a little bit. Thought he did a good job in the pick and roll stuff and diving a big play in the game as he came out. He slipped and got the finish on the basket at the end of the game. So I thought Blake was, had a very solid game, productive on the glass. It's always going to be a battle with Zach and Mark. And, I thought DJ and Blake did another good job for us.
Ten block shots in a game, franchise record. That's just incredible.
Great activity. Everyone got a couple. It was a good sign. DJ, I thought we got beat a couple times. He protected the rim for us, which he's supposed to do. He was active, which was great. We got some big blocks late in the game. And that's what it's all about, stepping up at the right time, making plays. I didn't think at times tonight we had our best stuff. But overall, we just kept grinding it out, kept finding a way, and kept fighting out there. And that's what you have to do.
Coach, as you guys travel in preparation to go to Memphis, what are your expectations with the momentum that you've captured here at home and containing it and keeping it in the road trip?
All we did was protect our home court. You have to win four games. So we did what we were supposed to do. We know we're going to have to play better in Memphis. So there's no let-ups. You have to take your game to the next level, your concentration, your execution. I have complete confidence with our team on the road especially. We have to just get ready to go. We know what we're in for, but that's what it's all about. You know, that's the best part of it, you know, is the competition and you know, challenging yourself to be better. And I'm going to challenge this group to prepare the right way, to mentally have the right mindset going in. And then it'll come down to, you know, the physicality, the rebound, and the execution of the game. And sometimes you might have to win ugly, but the bottom line is find ways to win the basketball game.
When you got Chris Paul, it was specifically to make these kinds of shots in these types of games. What was it like to see that happen tonight?
Well, it's not the only reason we got him, but there's a lot of reasons we got him. But obviously, that's one of them. And star players, you know, that's why they're star players. They step up in the biggest moments, and they're able to make plays. Whether it doesn't always have to be the shot, but the right play, whether it's a defensive play, a shot, making the right pass, getting somebody an easy basket, making free throws. So, you know, Chris has done it, you know, his whole career, and especially since he's been here the last couple seasons. I have incredible confidence in him at the end of games and during the game to manage the game like he sees fit, and we bounce things off each other. And in the biggest moments, that's when he's usually at his best, because he has the competitive edge and the drive to want to be in those moments, and that's a gift. That's a quality not everyone has.
Vinny, you guys were able to execute offensively on that last play, but the play before, the pick and roll, it seemed Gasol got open. What happened there? Was it a blown coverage? Or?
No, I mean a little bit. You never want to give a layup up, you know what I mean? But we didn't want to give a three up, you know. Our weak side wasn't in quite as much as we wanted. We got stretched out on the screen. But we definitely didn't want to give a three up there. The worst thing is make him take a shot, but Gasol does a good job. He dove. We didn't bump him. And we didn't want to come off the corners. We figured, you know, let's get a stop. We didn't get the stop. Now we have the last shot to win the basketball game at the worst. So, you know, would have loved to have gotten the stop there, but we were able to execute down the stretch. Chris made a great shot, and then you move on. All right, thanks.